Hello again, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday Chaplain's Call. I'd like to welcome this morning Monsignor Anthony Marcaccio, who has been a chaplain for the Federal Association for 20 years now and serves the Greensboro, North Carolina area as their chaplain, and also is just taking on the role of becoming the Lord's Pilgrimage Chaplain for his first term. So I'd like to say welcome, Monsignor, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tom, for the invitation today, a day when we would be on pilgrimage to Our Lady Shrine in Lourdes. Our thoughts and prayers are with all who hope to experience that blessing. I pray for our Grand Master that he may rest in peace. My last memory of him is in front of the hotel last year, where he jovially greeted one of our littlest malads, sweet baby James, as a prince and grandmaster. He said with great delight, "Ah, I am James also." And we got some great pictures of the two of them together, although sweet baby James shot a couple of stranger danger glances at his mustache. The grandmaster was just so human and so happy. It was just a blessing. I have three siblings, two brothers and a sister, and I look very much like my brother John, but I sound exactly like my oldest brother Chuck, so much so that when I visited my baby nephew, he would quickly pivot his head every time I spoke to study and stare at me, as if to say, "He sounds like Dad, but the head's all wrong." My parents of happy memory confused us often for each other on the phone. And sometimes I wouldn't correct them for a paragraph or two of conversation in case they might unknowingly drop a clue as to which one of us was truly their favorite. If discerning the voice of a sibling or a son is difficult, how much more so the voice of a shepherd, the voice of a savior? The scripture readings for this weekend's Mass highlight the theme of Christ as the good shepherd. In John's gospel, Jesus tells us, the sheep hear his voice. He calls them by name and leads them out. The sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. That's good news. But the Lord also warns us that others, who are strangers, robbers, and thieves, will come. These, Jesus says, the sheep will not recognize nor follow them, but will flee. As the flock of the Lord, as a family of faith, how can we be sure of the voice we follow? Is it the voice of the true and good shepherd? Today, maybe we could spend some time on this task and the tools that are available to us. One blessing of being Catholic is that we place a value on silence. We appreciate its function, mentally to learn and to study, physically to rest and to dream, spiritually to discern and to contemplate. A spiritual benefit of this pandemic slowdown and sheltering in place has been having more silence in my life. Ours is a noisy world. The advent of radio, then stereo, television, cable, satellite, 24/7 news, smartphones, etc. It seems someone is always talking and there's something always playing. There have been huge advances in communication, but discernment of the voice that matters more than others, happens the old-fashioned way, with silence and prayer, the prayer that is contemplation. It's got to be hard for those who do not know Christ in this noisy world, filled with so much that shouts and screams and demands our immediate attention, a world filled with so many voices contrary to the gospel, whether it's relativism, materialism, humanism. But what's worse, the world, the Christian church, even our church, is filled, as the gospel states, with voices of robbers, thieves, liars, and frauds. No, they are not good. They are not shepherds at all. It's the enticing, promising voice of the prosperity gospel, the smooth and easy voice of hospitality in non-denominational assemblies, and the clever liar who doesn't protect our children but is a predator instead. It's no wonder so many of the flock lose their way and are disillusioned, as well as others who are always looking for more. That's the nature of us sheep. We're always looking for greener pastures, whether it's in another parish, maybe a different church or denomination. The next thing you know, we are far from the fold in the field. Before being too hard on those who wander, remember the reason real sheep often get lost. It's because their hearing gets impaired. Some don't. They actually can't come back to the security of the shepherd because they can't hear. I once heard a British shepherd say, a sick sheep will follow anybody. That's why on a natural level, a good shepherd is compassionate when he goes after them, never in anger, because he knows in a way they are already wounded. So too on a supernatural does Christ, who is the good shepherd of our souls. So we too, likewise, we have to act with compassion for the one who is wandering, who can't hear, recognize, trust the voice that promises, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Right now, with all that's going on, it may be very hard for people to believe in this word and trust in the promise of Christ of a more abundant life. People are facing terrific difficulty and death. But now, more than ever, they need this word that brings hope. And we need to help them hone the skills necessary to discern the voice of the Good Shepherd, that it may guide our future together. So how do we hear it? Hearing his voice has less to do with a physical auditory function. It's more about the intuitive function of heart and head together. And there should always be a harmony between the two, heart and head, because the voice of Christ brings things together. And when you hear it, you'll feel it deep down. That's why I say it's intuitive. It's at the level, really, of the gut as well. If you find a dissonance between the two, if there's some terrific upset, then you must rediscern. The voice shepherding you, shouldn't only be heard in the head. If so, it may seem cold and even cruel. The voice shepherding you shouldn't be solely from the heart. Just be aware it could be just an emotional response, ever so fleeting and fickle. To be the voice of Christ, it has to be both. His voice makes sense and brings peace. Not necessarily a mode of happiness in this world, but the joy that comes with a hope for the next. I remember a couple coming to me for pastoral counseling. The husband and father of three was convinced that Christ was calling him to leave his job and say goodbye to his family for a couple of years so that he could pursue helping the missions in Africa. As he spoke with evangelical zeal in my office, he kept inching closer to my desk. I was intrigued by his wife's calm demeanor. The more excited he got about his enterprise with Christ, the more calmly she nodded her head at me. I took it to mean one of two things. Either, see, look, I told you he was off his rocker, or please say yes and tell him to get the heck out of here. I referred him to a Jesuit friend who helped him discern in a silent retreat what I suspected. It wasn't the voice of Christ, but a midlife crisis. The voice of the shepherd makes sense and brings peace in your relationships. Just like sheep that go astray, we have to be careful our hearing, the hearing with our heart, is not impaired by impurity or pride. And our heads are clear to discern, not filled with all the garbage that we can store there. As you discern the voice of the shepherd, don't be surprised if it does direct you to something which is not easy. It may be even highly improbable, but it will never be impossible. Peter writes in Sunday's readings, "Beloved, if you are patient, when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace before God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps." The voice, the call, may be challenging and difficult, but not impossible. We do not have a God of frustration who would call you to something you cannot do or call you to be something you cannot be. In discerning the voice, we do well to remember two T's, time and tradition. It takes time, so take the time necessary, especially through contemplation, take the time to get familiar with the voice. Be careful and not cavalier in speaking about it, and with whom. It should have the quality of consistency over time. If it's something instantaneous, it could just be an emotion. The other T is tradition. Not traditional, tradition. Tradition with a capital T. The voice of the shepherd may come to you or call you to do something very new and very creative. The church is constantly being renewed and reformed by people who hear and experience Christ in this way, like Catherine of Siena, who we celebrate today. But the voice, no matter how creative or challenging, has to be consistent with revelation, that is, scripture and sacred tradition. If it's not, I invite you to listen again. Discern the voice through time and the lens of revealed truth. I have every confidence that Christ the Good Shepherd's voice is out there for each of us little lambs. And the roar of this crisis and confusion, of turning point and transition, of loss and tribulation, in the midst of all this great activity, and most especially in the silence, it's there. And you may hear it through the distressing disguise of the poor, or in the voice of our lords, the malads. You'll recognize it when it speaks. Because like my nephew, who bonded with my brother's voice before he was born, this voice has been with you all along. It's the very voice that called you into being and wants you to be with him forever. It's the voice that's been with us throughout salvation history. Like Moses, shepherding Jethro's flock, when he had to investigate the curious bush that burned and was not consumed. Moses took off his sandals, for it was holy ground, the holy ground of encounter with the voice. And so wherever this phone call reaches you, I pray you'll realize it can too be that same holy ground of encounter. So let us tread lightly towards the mystery that God would consider to call us, and celebrate with gratitude the sound of his voice that says, have life and have it more abundantly. I pray you'll discover the blessing that comes with the effort you place in the process of discerning. Because what is really amazing is the more you discern his voice, the more you discern his voice, the more your voice will sound like his, your brother, who is also shepherd, savior, and friend. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You are the giver of every good gift. You sent your divine word into the world that it might shepherd your people back to you. He meets and speaks to us where we are in every age and in various ways, and calls us to a new and more abundant life. May the Order of Malta be an authentic witness of that new life in Christ. May you bless and strengthen us through your grace to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and to be heralds of that same voice by all that we say and do through Christ our Lord. May the soul of Fra Giacomo, Prince and Grand Master of our Order, and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Blessed Gerard, pray for us. St. Bernadette, pray for us. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.
Thanks very much, Monsignor, for your reflection with us today. And I'd like to conclude now with the daily prayer of the Order. Lord Jesus, thou hast seen fit to enlist me for thy service in the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints to keep me faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from thy holy gospel, a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. Thank you again, everyone, for being with us today. Goodbye now.